Today we'll be doing the 25th paragraph in the first mamar. Vizeb shara mishnah haniskeres leil kol shachachmasu meruba mimasa v'chulu v'chol shemasu meruba michachmasu v'chulu. This is the explanation of the mishnah in Pirkei Avos we alluded to earlier, which says that if a person has more chachma than maasim tovim, then it's comparable to a tree that has more branches than roots, which will topple over in the wind. Whereas a person who has more maasim tovim than chachma is comparable to a tree that has more roots than branches, which will withstand even a powerful wind. Gamad dvarim ha'el yonim yicholim anu la'ayin v'lilmot. We can also extrapolate and learn to those things that are ethereal, those things that are beyond this world. As long as we realize that our level of comprehension of these things that are beyond the scope of the physical realm cannot be understood the way that we understand other things. Because if we view these ideas as something which is simply intellectual in nature, just like anything else that we would learn, so that would put us in the category of chachmasu meruba mimasav. Kim shahasagasu tia kaniskar leil atzilus bria v'yetzira chayi yichidu neshama shalamala mimenu aval shalohi mila hislabshus or ha'olion tia bo mima'al lirosho v'yal raglov v'chol ivar migufa v'chol chiluk minishmaso yisvasif oru kedusha haguf yiskadish halev yispael yoser b'yahava v'yira v'hamoach b'machshavosav v'iyunav. So he says that commensurate to the level of hasaga, of understanding that we have of these things, of the different worlds and the different neshamas, of the neshama, the nefesh, the ruach, the chaya, and the yechida we all spoke about earlier, he says that once, the more you understand it, the more it becomes part of you. Even though we mentioned the chaya and the yechida are not technically part of your body, but it becomes inculcated into who you are the more you understand. If a person realizes that these things that he's learning are things that are beyond our regular comprehension, but he learns it to the best of his ability, so that would be an example of masav meruba mechachmaso, and as a result, he will have a sturdy and a firm grounding in the religion and also in his belief system. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 26th paragraph tomorrow.